everybody. Welcome to the December edition of the Coach Credentialing SIG. This is Susie Ebling, and I'm so excited to have my colleague and wonderful friend, Simone Pierre, here. Hi, Simone.
Hello.
Oh, I'm just so excited to have you here. We have a very small, intimate group. Looks like on the dashboard here we've got half a dozen or so people, so it's a small, tight group. I just spoke to one person on the call, Steve, and other than that, I don't know who else is here. Simone, join the party.
All right. So, yeah, is there anyone who wants to just check in and say hello before we jump in and get started?
Hi, Simone. It's Sohaila.
Hello, Sohaila. Oh, I'm glad you can make it. Hi, Susan. Welcome.
And it's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome. All right. Anyone else?
Steve's here.
Steve. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Simone.
All right. So, Susie, how do we want to jump in and start with this?
Well, we have a nice small group, so we can... Oh, people are coming in. See, I have the chimes off, so we don't have a raucous beginning. Welcome, folks, to the Coach Credentialing SIG. We have Simone Pierre here, and Simone is... got a wonderful theme today. Let me tell you what it is. It is a key. Let me just check here. Get your key to the Coach Credentialing Kingdom. How fun is that? So what are some of your thoughts on credentialing, Simone? Where do you want to start with us? And we can jump in and address people's individual questions and thoughts.
Okay. So I guess, you know, really the topic for the day is coaching the essence, which to me is the key to the credentialing kingdom. Whether you're going to be credentialed through the ICF, through Coach U, the IAC, I'm not sure who else credentials. I know like CTI and other training programs, each similar to Coach U, have their credentialing. And some will be based upon the ICF competencies, which is what I will be touching upon today. And I know the IAC has the 15, oh geez, I forgot what they're called right now, but the 15 deliverable kind of things, and there's some similarities in there. But what I'm asserting here is that when you coach the essence, then whatever the competencies are, all of that stuff takes care of itself. Considering, if you know, that you're trained. I'm not sure anybody who might be coaching and call themselves a coach that has no training, probably have some training in there somewhere where they've learned how to listen and ask powerful questions and things, and if they're getting credentialed, right, then they're going to have some awareness of what these competencies are. So, I think the potential is even there. But if I speak to it in a way of relying upon your training, it's probably because I am a coach trainer. So there might be a little bias in there. But I think ultimately, and Susie, you may remember this from when we were trained up, and I can't remember if you might have even been one of my trainers. But the thing that came out in the very first classes that I ever remembered and was a core theme throughout was coach the who, and the what will take care of itself.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know, coach the who, and the essence is the who. And the essence is also a big part of the coaching agreement. And so I think this the fundamental premise that I'm laying out here is when you can coach the essence, you've basically married the art and science of coaching. And that's where you step into mastery. So I suppose another element to this is, and using ICF terms, there's the ACC, the PCC, the MCC. My thought is, regardless of what level of course that I might be leading in terms of skill development or what level of mentoring I may be doing, that I'm always going for mastery. Because, geez, if you can coach masterfully, if you only have enough hours in training for ACC, well, guess what? You're going to get it. So I'm thinking, you know, just we aim for the top and you'll get whatever credential it is that you know, you're working on along the way that you may need for your, you know, professional resume or just, you know, your personal desire. So I think that's kind of a foundation. Is that question or comment?
Right on.
All right. Oh, great. So I think what, Susie, what I'll do is kind of, my thoughts for today were to kind of dive in, give some, you know, essence to the essence, some ways, you know, in which I define it, so there's a commonality. I thought we could play with some coaching and kind of, you know, see how our ability to really engage that and then look at that in the context of the competencies.
Okay, sounds like a plan, man.
All right, okay, and I got like 8 minutes after, so we got to get rolling. So I think, you know, like essentially, there's a big and a little essence. And I think the one to really kind of get is the big essence. And that to me is really just, it's like the nucleus of all that is. To me, it's kind of like a two-sided coin that is on one side our purpose. Or, you know, it's our reason for being. If we call it our purpose, our mission, our vision, it's to me, it is our integrity, and our integrity I'm defining as our thoughts, beliefs, actions, behaviors, words, and feelings in alignment with our core being, our core values, our core purpose, so that everything we think, say, do is an expression of who we truly are. So there's kind of this element, then, the integrity, in a way, is the beingness of it, but it's definitely defined by the core of us. So that is our purpose, our values, our being, our reason for being here. And then the flip side of that would be our blind spots. So it's kind of the spaces and places where we may not be living an integrous life. So it's not a matter of are we doing good things, it's a matter of we living in alignment with who we are. And so if that then is sort of the premise of what the big essence is, then what that means when we come to a coaching conversation and we're looking for the agreement, number two, that the agreement is about the little essence. The little essence, it's going to be the issue. It's going to be the coachable thing that somebody's bringing to the conversation. The thing to know about it, though, is that the little essence, the nucleus of the little essence is always sourced from the big essence. So it's sort of, you know, we can say it's like the DNA strand or the thread that's always going to be present. And so regardless of what, you know, if it's time or it's a management issue or they're challenged in the relationship or whatever the kind of thing is, I just can't get this project done. I want to write a book and I just, you know, I can't get it done. Then what we're really looking to coach and get in connection with is the big essence, is the who of them. And what I'll assert also happens throughout the coaching conversation is that that in order for us to engage the who, the very first thing that has to happen is we have to trust ourselves. So competency number three, trust and intimacy. That trust starts with us. And that trust really partners with number four, coaching presence. Coaching presence is our ability to be right there in the conversation as this sort of invitation for the essence to come out and reveal itself, to enter into this space. And as a physical kind of thing, the way that I sort of experience this is it's almost as if I can feel myself, like, say, taking a breath in, and in that inward breath, it's almost like I curve out and create this big opening and sort of then disappear into the wall of it. And
oh, I love that image, Simone.
Yeah. All right. So I love that there's a place I can come and share my kookiness.
What? This is called genius.
Yeah. All right, my genius. So that the conversation then is always and only from us an invitation. So so here we are, we've kind of breathed out this opening in which we've now created this safe space, right, the kind of trust and intimacy. But again, I'm kind of coming back. The trust begins with us to just relax into our ability to know. Like, we don't have to know anything, right? Coaches are the experts of not knowing. We don't have to know anything, which is kind of cool if you think about it. I mean, we just get to show up, except for, right, we have to know how to be in the conversation. And so part of that then is to trust our ability to know what the essence is, or what the coachable issue is, or, you know, what's going to show up. Our ability to be really present and I hesitate to use, I rarely use the word hold the space. What I think that we do is when we create that opening and that invitation for them to step into, that we're also simultaneously kind of picking it up and moving it along with them. So it's sort of like we're this power, this motor or something that's kind of powering this whole thing up, that then provides an ability for mobility. To me, to hold the space, I kind of feel like, wow, well, what if I'm anchoring it in and they're trying to move and I'm actually holding them back? So someone else may say hold the space and mean the same thing, so it might just be a matter of semantics, but I think the words that I'm bringing to it really just bring in an important intention. So however you frame that for yourself, you know, you play with those things and you decide. But the intention is that there's a place in which they are safe to come out and explore who they are. So now we come back to there's this space. We are the presence which has brought that space into being. And then it's through the presence, number four and number five, listening, that these two things kind of partner in a way where we're able to actually hear at levels, and we'll do an exercise in a little bit to kind of activate some of that, that we're able to actually evoke the essence through our hearing and our listening. So it's just another expression of our invitation. And through then the listening, what we're hearing are the things that are being said, the things that are not being said, you know, some of the obvious things, right, some active listening in there. But we're also engaging them in a way, it's almost like we're tickling them with our listening, so that things start to bubble up inside of them and make their way out. We're tickling the essence. And so as we're tickling and things start bubbling up, we start hearing things, right? We'll hear maybe just some of the simple, you know, tricks of coaching, right? If they say something at least, you know, three times, okay, you know there's something there, right? You can't step over that. So there may be some of those obvious things, but it actually, those kinds of things become more obvious to us, because what also starts to emerge in their conversation is that thread. It's that DNA strand of the essence that now, if you kind of imagine that the conversation has a pulse, that now you're just keeping your finger on the pulse, and that pulse it's sort of that golden strand that's coming through, and the essence is pulsing through it. So that as a coachee may go into a story, you'll feel the pulse getting weaker, just, you know, potentially, right? So that's a place where there's a moment of a graceful interruption. Hey, you know, I'm going to interrupt you right here. And the reason, and you can tell them, you know, I just want to check in and see, you know, two things. You can do an agreement check. Do you just need to be heard? Because, you know, if that's what we're doing right now, okay, great. I am the biggest ears and the greatest shoulder, you know, that you could ever have in this moment. Or you check in on some of the content and weave in the beating of that pulse to kind of bring them back on point. You know, and sometimes that can happen where, for myself, what I notice is if I start to have to fight to pay attention, then it's because they're getting further away from the essence. So I know that that's a bit about me, but it's the thing that I have noticed about my ability to be in the conversation. And that's just one of my indicators to say, ooh, if I'm fighting to pay attention, then it's, you know, too much story. So that's when I'll check in and renegotiate the agreement at that point. I may not know what they want coaching on yet, but all the while we're distilling the agreement. And so if I find out they just need to be heard, oh, okay, then I know my finger's on the pulse, it'll start beating again. And so I can just relax into serving them in the way they need to be served. If they really want to get back on track for what's going on, then, you know, we're able to partner in that conversation, get them back into the pulse, and to get real clear and distilling what that agreement is. So I want to check in here, because I'm not sure if I'm bringing in too much jargon, if I'm bringing in anything that isn't sort of picking up its own loose ends along the way for you. And I just want to just do a temperature check and see where folks are with following so far.
I'm good.
All right,
it's
Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
We done?
I just acknowledge Steve.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm finding this very, very useful. Extremely beneficial. Thank you.
Oh, good. And that's telling me that folks can follow along. I'm making sense.
I have to say that I said that I'm good, but I'm really close to the edge.
Ah, okay.
And
all
I
right.
appreciate the use of the word jargon. That's the edge that I'm talking about. I'm tracking you, but if it goes any deeper, I might have to grab a hold of something.
Okay.
I wonder if everyone is really clear on what Simone is talking about when she says the agreement.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions about the agreement? Okay, just checking.
Okay. And, you know, and that may be. So, you know, obviously I'm definitely referencing the ICF core coaching competencies by number and probably nicknames. You know, I don't know if I always remember the whole name, right? But the nicknames.
Trust and presence.
Yeah. And so within those, you know, what I will say in terms of the agreement, just to offer a little bit there that, you know, may or may not be new news, in my opinion, and I think others, I don't think I made this up, there are three elements to the agreement. The first is just the logistics. We're going to meet, we're going to pay, we're going to blah, 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 you know, confidentiality, right? So there's that agreement. Then there is a second agreement, which is the overarching agreement or the theme of what they really want out of coaching. And that one is always useful to explore, to get, particularly in being able to do competency number 11, which is managing progress and accountability. So part of that is keeping your pulse on the overarching agreement in terms of individual conversations, regardless of how long that relationship may be. Because that overarching can change over time, right? They get to one place, and now it's, oh, okay, well, then what's next? So you can continue to create those along the way. And then there is the conversational agreement. What do you want out of today's conversation? And for the overarching and the today's conversation, I think that those also have three elements. And again, I don't think I made this up. You know, these are just shared, you know, elements. That each one of those is going to have the theme or the topic. Here's sort of the what of it. And it's going to have some kind of an outcome and a measurement. And what I've noticed through my coaching career is that at a more beginner level of coaching, or I'll say at maybe the more of the ACC and some PCC level, that those pieces can become very what-oriented and very, okay, we're going to make sure that we've got some action. You're going to have some steps. There's going to be something. Yeah, those are some of the competencies. So it's not that these are not useful and beneficial coaching conversations to have and to aim for. What I'm going to plant the seed for is that when you get into a more masterful conversation, that the lines might seem blurred until you can see. It's almost like when you take off the goggles of ACC, PCC, there's a crisper clarity to the potential of the coaching conversation, and particularly around the agreement, in which you may still have some specific outcomes and measurements, but they might actually look a lot more being-oriented than doing-oriented, or there's a way of doing the beingness that comes from coaching the who and distilling sort of that level of the what of the conversation. So I don't want to, you know, swirl around in that too much, but just inviting you to expand your vision, open your, you know, listen big, and not worrying about understanding every single word, but just saying, okay, there may be another level of a masterful conversation that looks a little bit different than what I'm used to, and I'm willing to explore that. So coming back to just kind of circling back into coaching the essence and weaving in the competencies, I think the piece I'm going to kind of circle this in, and then we'll sort of play in a different way, is, so I laid out, you know, the trust and intimacy, opening that space to invite them in, picking up the conversation, moving it along with them, presence being probably one of the most important competencies, and that really is your ability to just trust yourself to be right here, right now, in the conversation, knowing that you will be able to interact and engage and be with whatever shows up. It's, you don't have to know anything, but what you know is you'll know what to do in the moment. Even if what to do is, gosh, I don't know what to say right now. Because what you're acknowledging is, actually, it's not my place to say right now. That was just the sort of catalyst that shifted them into motion, and then they find what's to be said. And so I was bringing in the listening piece, and I started, you know, I was kind of talking about that part of our listening is to hear what's being said and what's unsaid, but part of our listening is a way of engaging them, the whole of our being, engaging the whole of their being, that starts to tickle the essence, is how I was putting it, so that little bubbles can start to pop up and reveal themselves to the coachee. So they start to speak and say things that they may not, that may not make any sense to them, or they may not have a real clear understanding of, but because of our presence and our invitation, then we're we've got our pulse on it, and we start to recognize the bubbles. We start to recognize, or here's another visual of listening. If you think about when somebody's on a heart monitor, and there's that line, and it's, you know, whatever, beeping up and down and whatnot, I kind of see something similar where it's just sort of a straight line, and maybe it'll go up and down, right, with excitement or not. But then all of a sudden, it's like the line disappears, and there's a blip, and then the line starts again. Then what I know is there's a disconnect. There's something there that is wanting to come out. So not only is like it's not necessarily just a disconnect. Ooh, what they said wasn't connected. But it's actually an opening into a coachable potential. There is something there that is wanting to be revealed. So that might be the little space that the essence bubble is going to pop up and make its way to the surface. And so that would be a space or a place. And then depending on if it's an interruptible moment, right, you can just jot down a note of a word or something to jog your memory or just trust. Either that's going to handle itself, or I'm not going to lose that because there's something really important there. So kind of weaving in some tips of how to, you know, be in the conversation to be fully present there as well. But so then there's this level of listening, and from there, I think all of the other competencies can take care of themselves. And that being your ability to trust in your training, or trust in your experience and your expertise at being in a coaching conversation. So that, for example, the questions that you ask would be ones that engage whatever's going on in the conversation with who they are. Here's a little question tip or trick. Those questions are generally going to start with the words how and what. And they are distinctly different from the who, what, how, when, where questions that are gathering information and that are seeking to solve a problem. And if any of you have listened in on a coaching conversation, you might want to just, you know, check your recall and see if this is, you know, this would apply to you. When I'm listening in on a coaching conversation and I hear the who, what, when, why, how, where, gathering information, it's almost like I can hear the cogs, the wheels of the coach's brain turning. Uh-oh, all of a sudden the machine is turned on. And you can just hear those cogs turning because they are working on a solution. When you gather information, you're working on a solution. When you ask a question that usually begins with how or what, that is connecting the person, the coachee, with their desire or condition or issue or situation in some kind of a bigger way, you have engaged the who for them to find their own solution. Because remember, the little essence of the conversation always has the nucleus of the big essence. So you're asking the question to engage, pardon me, the nucleus to sort of, you know, pop out and expand or explode the problem, if you will, so that they actually come to a place of a shift or an awareness or an action that is going to be applicable and make sense. I don't remember who said that an action perfectly executed that does not need to be done is, you know, just as wasted as not doing anything, or, you know, something to that effect. And so why I think coaching the essence is so important is that I think it makes coaching a really powerful experience that is can be a most efficient and effective use of a coachee's life, not just the time on the conversation, but then they don't waste a lot of time mucking around doing stuff that they don't really need to be doing because they didn't waste their time playing with this, playing with that, playing with the other, only to realize that none of those really mattered, that this is what it was really about. Now, ultimately, in my belief, I don't believe anything is a waste of time. You know, it all has its purpose, but I think we can be more efficient and effective in living our core being out loud, living integrously, you know, just to kind of draw that element back in. And so a little tip on the questioning, on direct messaging or, what is that, direct communication, that one of our goals there as a coach would be that when we give something back as a direct communication to our coachee, that when possible, we deliver it back in a higher context. So it's not that they just threw us, you know, the brown dog, that we would throw back, the brown dog's doing what? Well, yeah, I put that in a question, but but so, you know, it was an invitation, though, for them to go into something higher about the brown dog, not just acknowledge there's a brown dog. I mean, sometimes we just simply state what is, and that's enough. Sometimes just delivering it back as sort of a reflection or mirroring what they've said is exactly what they need. And we trust our knowing to access our ability to put it in a higher context if an invitation needs to be extended in which they can engage the who and the essence in a bigger way. And so all of those things then, ultimately then, handle number 8, creating awareness. And ultimately, when you create awareness with them and they really get what's going on with them, they really get what they want, they really get where they want to go, they really get what needs to be handled, then all of a sudden, they've designed actions. And they are starting to, you know, talk about the things that they need to do or they need to change or they need to. So all of a sudden, the what is taking care of itself. The actions reveal themselves, and from there, from the actions, then you're also putting that into a higher context of number 10, planning and goal setting, where you're creating the platform on which nothing's missing and there's more. So that the potential for them is to always come into this whole place or this whole knowing of themselves where nothing's missing, and then they have the strength, the awareness, the ability to leverage themselves up into the more, either the more that they have to contribute or the more that they have to experience. And then number 11, managing progress and accountability is that piece of finger on the pulse. So recognizing, oh, maybe this is a place to renegotiate the agreement, either the overarching or the session agreement, or to acknowledge and celebrate. Wow, my gosh, look at how far you've come. Okay, this is awesome. You know, we're on track for, is there more to add on to this, or are we, you know, how do we go about this? So, you know, whatever language is appropriate is what you would access. But ultimately, all of these competencies are woven in through the coach's ability to be and to, how do I want to say this? It's like you be it, and then you evoke it, and then you move it.
What?
Move it. So it's you be it first, and then you are the invitation for them to become it, where you kind of, you know, evoke that within them so they can step into their own becoming. And then as they're becoming, that's when things start to move. And they step more fully into who they are, and then they can step more powerfully into what they do and how they do it. Okay, that was a whole lot of.
Whole lot of fun.
Lot of.
Whole lot of. So I'm curious, well, I guess three things, because we still have some time we can play with a little coaching. I would like to invite us into sort of a being exercise to enhance listening. And prior to that, though, I want to just check and get a sense of, you know, what kind of sense is this making to you? How are you going to be able to use what I've laid out, you know, for you going forward?
Well, this is Susie. I've got something that I'm taking for sure right now, and that is a change from the holding the space idea of holding the space of the conversation to it being a dynamic and mobile thing, moving thing, the conversation being a moving thing. I'm taking that one.
Right on. And there was someone else?
Yeah. It's Susan. I wanted to say I really, really appreciate the concept of big essence, little essence, because I've often asked the question to clients, how does this align with your values and things like that? But I never had a bigger picture in the way the two really can dance and connect and are one of the other. I really like that. This whole half hour you've been speaking is fabulous. I can't tell you how much value I'm getting out of it. It's just wonderful. Really pretty awesome stuff. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
I'm probably going to get my greatest value by listening at the tape again. I feel as I'm drinking water from a fire hose. It's one great idea after another, and as I'm chewing on the first idea, here comes another one, and I got to set the thing aside for a little bit. So I'm enjoying this, but I think I'm going to enjoy it again.
Great. And you know, Steve, I think something that you point to is, I think what you are pointing to is a really great segue into a little energetic exercise. And that has to do with sort of listening. And so what I want to invite all of you to do is to get comfortable. I know Susie already said, you know, get comfy when you got on the call. So I'm just invite you to, you know, readjust if need be and close your eyes. And the reason to close your eyes is to just to block out any visual distractions or invitations, and to bring your attention, your full attention and your intention within. And as you're bringing that attention and intention within, start breathing. Just take in some nice deep breaths, big Buddha belly breaths. You breathe in and your belly rises, then you release and your belly falls. And the only thing that you're focused on is your breathing. Nice deep breath in, your belly rises. And you release, and your belly falls. And as you take in your subsequent breaths, just breathing in, your belly rises. If there's any thoughts running through your head trying to get your attention, just say, hey, you know what, 10 minutes. 10 minutes you can have my attention. And what I found there is that it works. I don't know if it's just some kind of psychological game or something, but it's like whatever the thoughts are, if they know they'll get your attention, they're willing to take a little time out. And so it's, you know, you just simply make the request, make the agreement, and then just focus on your breathing. And every breath then now that you're taking in, like you're breathing your awareness to life. Every cell, every molecule, every space between molecules, so that every breath that you take in is just filtering down through the whole of your being. And you're inviting your awareness to come from being so concentrated in your mind and in your head, and into filtering out in proportionally into the whole of your being. So, I don't know, our head may be 10% of our space, right? So 90% is going to go out and fill every other cell and molecule, so that even the middle of your baby toe is on board and is like, oh my gosh, I can hear, I can sense, I can feel, I can know that the cells there have the same capacity for awareness. So every breath in, you're just breathing this awareness into the whole of you, bringing it to life, awakening the whole of your knowing or ability to know. And as you release now, your belly falls, you're expanding. As you breathe in, you bring it all to life, and as you release, you expand. So it's like every cell and molecule starts to grow and expand and become so saturated and super saturated with your awareness and your ability for awareness that you might even feel yourself kind of pushing against, you know, the insides of your body. And in your next breath as you release, you just move it out beyond the place where skin ends and space begins. And you have this little sense of relief. Ah, okay, it's not so tense anymore inside. It's just, everything's flowing. And your awareness is just permeating all the space and place around you. And now, imagine that there is someone before you, a coachee, a beloved, a clerk in the store, doesn't matter, anyone with whom you're engaging. And invite now this supersonic awareness that you are for all those cells, all those molecules, all those spaces between molecules to instantly, just right here, right now, they're on. So it's like now you have an infinite amount of antenna that are on for this engagement. And that as you're speaking to them, not only are you hearing words come into your ears, but every cell, every molecule, every space between molecules, this magnificence of you, which is here fully present and listening, is engaging and inviting this same level of magnificence in them. So all of a sudden, their beingness is expanded and on. So all of the thoughts, all of the things that need to be heard and said and sensed and felt and seen and experienced by them have all been activated and can find their way into the room. So that the partners in the conversation are you and them. And right in the middle between you is the potential, which is their agenda. It's their essence coming out to be seen, heard, known, experienced, and figured out a way for it to be expressed. And that's the place where you're inviting their essence to come out into that safe space that you've created to discover itself. And just notice, without being in a conversation right now, just decide, though, that you understand what it feels like for you to be in that conversation and to hear at this level. So that one of the things that you're actually doing is you're opening up and you're listening so big that it's almost like a high-speed download in a computer, right? All this information just comes in, and the computer isn't reading every single bit and byte along the way. It's just taking the whole thing in, it all plops into place, and then boom, there's the information in the way that we can then understand it. Same thing. You're just taking it all in and trusting that whatever needs to be seen or known or heard is going to present itself right there on the screen, and you'll have it. Whether it's the question that pops in your head, or the statement that pops out of your mouth, or the silence. Silence is another participant here. So you've got you, the coachee, potential in the middle of the room, and a third person, third party, at the table of silence. And part of your relationship to the essence is knowing when silence is going to make its contribution to the potential. And it does wonders in inviting that essence to come out and be seen, heard, and known. And if you wonder if it's done, sometimes what I do is I'm like, I wonder if I should say something, wonder if about it, should I talk now, and then I start getting tense, and then I'm going to take a breath and say, okay, silence, are you done? And silence will tell me, not yet. Okay, yeah. Now it's, and if it's my turn to speak, I'll know what to say. So being in this space, we've got a few minutes left. I wonder if there's someone who has a topic, a coachable topic, that you would want to bring to the table that we can play with in terms of engaging the essence of it. You know, we'll see what we get. Steve, is that you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to articulate it yet. My daughter's a counselor, and I'd like to attract her to adding coaching to her repertoire. And she's a pretty headstrong lady. I have no idea where she got that from. I don't know if I'm ready to go ahead and be coached on it because I'm not exactly sure. I'd like to defer. We're going to be getting together tonight, and there was some questions that I wanted to ask her about that, and I think that would put me in a much better position to be coached on it as to what I should do next. So I'll put myself aside, and if you need a coach topic next week or in subsequent weeks, I think it would be more productive. What do you think? Is that all right?
Absolutely. Although, if we can just play with this a little bit.
Sure.
What I want to do is just ask the other people in the room, what you heard, putting that in quotes. I mean, there's not a whole lot there, right? So we wouldn't have any kind of an agreement, but just wondering, what is it that you heard, sensed, in what Steve shared so far?
Reluctance.
Say a little bit more.
A
hesitancy, maybe.
Better.
Someone else. And thank you. Was that Susan? No, this is Susan.
Oh,
what I heard is that Steve has an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
He mirrors, his daughter mirrors him.
Okay.
Simone?
Yes?
Hela, what I get is he wants to be certain. It's really important to him to be right.
Can you repeat that?
I don't know. I just heard it that the reason you were hesitant to continue, even though you said it, but then you went back, was because you wanted to be completely sure of something. Mm. That's what I got. I might be totally wrong, but I just got that. Because why did you say it and then you take it back? You said, I'm not sure this is the time.
Anyone else? So I'll share a little bit that I got, and even some suppositions that started to come from that, that as a coach, then I might be listening for, not, I depending on how the conversation might have gone, I might say, hey, you know, I kind of am wondering if this applies, so that I could speak my intuition without being attached, because there's a piece where we don't have to be right, but we might just be the catalyst for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And so an element that I got was about trust. And ultimately, I think the way that it started to make sense to me was that I get a sense that really what you're contending with is trusting yourself enough to be such a compelling example or invitation that she would actually want to include coaching in,
mm-hmm.
and that a part of that also is, and this comes to coaching presence. Coaching presence is about us, like our magnificence, right? Be it to engage and invoke it in them, but a piece of it is that we have to come to the conversation getting that they are this magnificent whole being. Oh my gosh, are they the most beloved, gorgeous being on the planet that we are so privileged and honored to be in conversation with and to serve? And wowza, regardless of what's going on with them, then we don't go down to where they may be experiencing themselves. We continue to hold them as this amazing, magnificent being and invite them from where they are. We engage in their situation in conversation, but we invite them into the becoming so much more of who they are. And so that's kind of what's behind the sense that I'm getting in the trust, that there's this piece of you not trusting your own magnificence, which then filters into that you're not stepping in and trusting hers. Even though, obviously, you are so proud of her. And so, just, one of her biggest cheerleaders in terms of her potential. So all of that being said, right, there's a whole lot of stuff that was put in there, and there's these other beautiful elements that our group brought to you, and wonder if you're willing to just share how this has all landed with you. Yeah, that's, I mean, pretty much that. There's no attachment to it. Just wondering, you know, how it's landed with you.
I think everyone that weighed in had a, there was a portion of the comment that resonated, but I think you hit the nail on the head, Simone. I guess it's just as simple as just self-confidence in my that I'd like to go ahead. And this is really a proclivity that I've shown time and time again. I want things perfect before I set sail. I want to just, you know, get it all set out and completely defined before I venture forth. It's a real character flaw, I think. Sure, it might have some obscure advantage in some ways, but I think that would all be rationale. But I really like what you said about, I guess I would say it's not about me, it's about her. And if I approach the subject tonight and do a lot of listening and realize it is about her, but it is going to involve some power questions in love. But I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation. I'd be happy to weigh in next week and tell you how it went. But I like your last comment. That'll be, yeah, and I think it's appropriate for every coaching experience that I have going forward. That I should not be all upside down about whether I'm ready for the session. Just listen and be as helpful as I can be in that listening. Kind of tease out of the conversation through questioning things that will shepherd the coachee to fulfillment of what we'd agreed to talk about.
This is Susie. I just want to call everyone's attention to the time. It is almost the top of the hour in case anybody has to drop off. I can stay for another 5 minutes or so.
I have to leave, and I wanted to thank you all very much. Simone, this has been fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks. And Susie, I can stick around for a few more minutes, too. I so appreciate everybody's time and attention. And, Susie, I think you've got something to share here. I don't know if, as the hostess, if there's sort of a pulling it all together and move, like, for the next piece, or if it's just something that you and your infinite wisdom and intuition have to say next.
Well, in my infinite wisdom and intuition, there were so many gems and pearls today. Like Steve mentioned, you know, one comes along and before you even have a chance to begin to swallow it, another one's in your mouth. I want to thank you so much. I have a page full of notes and doodles and with several key points that I took away, but I guess everybody, it would be really more interesting to hear a few gems and pearls from our participants. We still have, half a dozen or so people on the line. And I'm still sharing that dynamic holding the space as like a huge gem and pearl for me. And I also want to thank Steve for opening up and jumping into the coaching today. But that's mine. Who else wants to share? What's your gem or pearl you're taking away? Or one of them. If you're on mute, come on off and just share. What's something you're taking away today?
This is Sohaila.
I hear Susan and Sohaila. Go ahead, Sohaila.
I just want to say thank you, Simone. This was like the greatest summary for me, putting all the competencies together in such a short time.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Susan? Oh, Susan left. Deborah? Anyone else want to weigh in with Gems and Pearls? Okay, I'll go back to you, Simone. Did you like coming to our SIG?
Oh, my gosh, this was so much fun. It was so much fun. And Steve, I also want to thank you for bringing yourself to that part of the play. And even when you said, I want to defer and pull back, you actually, you know, we're willing to play with that in a beautiful way. And I think what it allowed for us to do was to leverage the listening exercise. And I purposefully, you know, went right into it from there so that we were all in that expanded space. And it's something that I invite you all to just figure out, whether it's a kind of a breathe, relax, expand, or whatever it is, to just play with your how you be in that conversation, with your presence, with your listening, with your trust, and then to be able to say some of those things. I know there's, you know, in training for certification, there's this, that, and the other, and sometimes people say, okay, do this for the test, and then do that in real life. But I think really there's the capacity that you can do the same thing in both places and serve very powerfully and get certified, you know, be certifiable service in
mm-hmm.
power.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, thank you for the opportunity for us to play with that. And I think, yeah, for any who would want to listen again, you'll probably discern and get some new things, because it'll mean something different to you as you go forth and experience and just experiment with how you be in that conversation, how you engage the essence, how the essence engages you. Then you'll have your own ways and means. You can try the ones on that I said work for me, but, you know, most importantly is that you would find your way of doing it, because that's where you own your trust and own your value to be in that conversation in a really powerful way that is you know, doing a coaching conversation. I think I will just make an invitation for everyone also. I do Coaching the Essence practicums, and
that's
something
I...
I do it at Coach U, but I also do it... I don't do practicums at Coach U for Coaching the Essence. We don't have those anymore. But I do them privately as a mentor coach. And so I do have a session coming up, actually two sessions coming up in January. They're a very small group. They are set to be with enough time for anyone who wants Coach U certification. The exam or the application period is February 1st through 15th, and it ends within that period. And so there are some group coaching, mentor coaching hours that would apply for that. But I think more importantly, whether you're going for certification or not, I think it's really a lot of fun to cultivate real mastery in coaching. And so if anybody is interested, I know there were links to my website. You can go to the Life You Love website, and there's a link on that page to the Coaching the Essence practicum. And for anyone who is on this call or listens to this recording, I would love to give you a bonus coaching session with me. If you signed up for the practicum, then you would get a session with me. And what you can do is write Susie. I think there's a note. It's a PayPal payment button. And you can write Susie in the note, and then I'll know that you are here. And that'll be our top secret word to give you the key to that kingdom.
Excellent.
Or email me. Yeah. I kind of felt like, and I'll tell you, I just sort of pulled this together yesterday. I just was inspired, like Spirit told me, well, you know, if this is something people are going to want for, just put it together again, because I haven't done one in a while, and I do love doing them. So, yeah, there you go.
That's going to be fun for anybody who joins Simone. I hear nothing but good things from participants in your program, Simone. So happy to have you here today. Thank you again, Simone, and all of you who participated. I'm going to stop the recording now, and I hope you all join us next month. We have Lynn Allen coming.
Thank you
so much, everybody.
That's going to be a good call.
Have a wonderful holiday season, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Susie. Thank you.